last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Charlie Weston is with us, the personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Now, this is really interesting because I'd imagine there's a lot of listeners who might be customers of Aer Lingus and who might be in one of their loyalty schemes. But you've an interesting story as to why it is some customers claim that it's very difficult to redeem free flights that they say are owed to them under the loyalty scheme. What gives?
Yeah, Aer Lingus have a, on paper, a very good loyalty scheme. It's called Air Club. You can take out a credit card, an AER credit card, and the card is in partnership with Bank of Ireland. And if you spend 5,000 euros on that card, you can redeem it for free flights. You can also get fast priority boarding, two Aer Lingus lounge passes, etc. But the flights are the big ones, I suppose. You know, you spend 5,000 euros on the card, get redeem these flights.
That's not all in the one transaction. That's cumulative.
Cumulatively, yeah. You hit the 5,000 okay. figure, and then go in into this Avios. It's called points. They're called Avios points.
Yeah.
You can also get those points by...
You don't get it off your normal Bank of Ireland credit card, do you?
No,
it
has to be a special card, Air credit card, it's called. You know, it's a special Aer Lingus credit card. So it's a partnership between Bank of Ireland and Aer Lingus. Now, Bank of Ireland don't have a lot to do with it. It's a scheme run by Aer Lingus. And these Avios points, you can get them through spending in Tesco and Adidas and Skechers and things like that. But the problem is, Matt... A lot of people, not everybody, because I've others on to me saying it works fine for me. A lot of people are saying this is just so difficult to redeem these flights. Some people have described it as laughably difficult. Others have said, look, I just gave up in frustration. I just got rid of the credit card.
Why?
Didn't work for me. Because there's a restricted number of flights. There's two seats per flight. And unless you go in there 11 months in advance and book the flights, it's very, very difficult to reclaim these flights. And Aer Lingus acknowledge that, and they say they are improving it. Bank of Ireland, you know, who are not directly involved, but they're getting a lot of complaints from customers as well because it's a Bank of Ireland card. They're saying, look, we've produced a special brochure on what's the best way to redeem these flights, and you're probably best if you get in 11 months before. But, you know, like I had one person on to me saying, look, it's almost impossible to book these free flights given the way they have it set up. It's just not very customer friendly. And people are very experienced in these loyalty schemes for airlines, say, look, I use those Avios ones are redeemable for other airlines as well. They say, look, it works far better with other airlines. The way Aer Lingus has set this up, it's quite restrictive. It's not easy to use. And Aer Lingus, to be fair to them, acknowledge, yes, there is a problem here. They are trying to improve it. And they said they recently enhanced what they call their flight request process, but they are going to make more changes to it. So, and they're saying, look, 23,000 return flights have been booked.
Is that all? Because... internationally, particularly in the United States, these loyalty club schemes for the airlines, in some cases, if you were to split them out, I've heard from aviation analysts, they'd be worth more than the actual airline itself.
Yeah.
They are massive businesses run by the airlines in conjunction with the banks. And people very much show loyalty to particular airlines because they're able to amass all the points on their cards and get the type of things that you have described readily and easily. But yeah. What's the point if you try to book on a flight, say you want to go to, say, to Faro in Portugal, and you're trying to book it 4 months out, and they tell you, oh, we've already sold the only two seats yeah. available under the scheme to somebody else, or giving them to somebody else?
Not good enough, yeah, because people are saying, look at it, that's, you know, we expected more. Two seats per flight is too restrictive. It's not enough. This is frustrating for people. You're absolutely right. These are huge in America, in particular, these schemes. But it just needs to be really changed.
The other this listener says, "Bum, my wife and I have Aer Lingus credit cards, and yes, the flights are relatively difficult to get. But I've been getting 4 free European flights every year for the past 3 years. Some people want all the work done for them; they don't want to do any work themselves."
I'm not sure that's fair now because I've spoken to some of these people, and you know, they're people in financial services. They're people who understand how these things work. They're not, you know, you're not, you know, these they get it. I mean, another problem, Matt, is The fares you get are excluding taxes, fees and charges. And a lot of people are telling me once they go and book the free flight, then have to add in the taxes, fees and charges.
And the charges thing like for carrying a bag.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it to them. They're saying, look, you could have just booked it the conventional way. It would have been cheaper. So Aer Lingus has a bit of work to do to catch up on this. If you go on social media on this one, you'll see a hell of a lot of complaints. When I published this story and it was put up on social media, it generated huge feedback from people. Got an awful lot of emails saying, fair play to you for raising that issue. There is a real problem with this scheme. It's not working as well and smoothly as it should.
And we're getting a lot of messages to 0874 100 102. I've been a member for years. They only allow two seats on the flight, but only some flights. And then this year I booked the flights 10 times, 11 months out. On the system it said they were available, but 10 times they came back and said not available. Absolutely ridiculous. You can't call anyone. You can't email anyone. Once you get the flight, it can take anywhere up to 5 days to hear from them, and you can never change it, edit it or cancel it as either.
I'm hearing that from a lot of people, Matt, like, you know, that they don't know whether it's booked or not. You're absolutely right there. They think it might be booked, but it isn't. There's nobody to email. There's nobody to ring up to try and confirm any of this, which would help an awful lot if that was put in place by Aer Lingus. Look, the scheme just isn't working well enough. It needs to be improved further.
Oh, okay, but a listener says you can also get family travel insurance as a benefit with the Aer Lingus credit card, which is worth alone having.
Yeah, multi-trip travel insurance is part of it, as well as the Aer Lingus lounges, the priority booking and the fast track boarding. So, you know, for people who travel a lot, there are huge advantages to taking this out, but not if it's difficult to redeem the flights.
Okay, Luke Combs is playing not just one night, but two nights at Slane this weekend. But apparently there are warnings about ticket scams. Presumably, given the demand, there's lots of people who didn't get them on the first round or were saying, I'd like to go to that now. Can I actually maybe get one off the web somewhere?
They're completely sold out, Matt. I mean, two concerts at Slane, you're right, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Luke Combs, the American country singer, his tickets are completely sold out. So the Frosters see an opportunity here. They're presenting what they say are tickets online. They're coming up at very low prices as well, Matt. And they're looking for a quick sale, as they always do. You know, oh, you'll have to act immediately. And all they will give you is a screenshot as proof of purchase. But when you don't actually get the tickets. So and some of this is coming from unsolicited messages. Now, Bank of Ireland have said they're seeing a lot of this. That's the problem here. They're seeing what they call purchase scams like this. They're seeing a big amount of it. They're warning people to be vigilant, to be careful. If it looks like you're being pressurized and you're not getting proof that there is a ticket available, there is an issue here. And the last thing you need to do is act fast. They said, no, the opposite. Stop, think and check is what you should do. And always approach these things with zero levels of trust. Because the scammers are out there to get you, and they see an opportunity here. And it's not just Luke Combs. There's also Electric Picnic coming up, Matt, and the scamming is going on there. The Weekend are playing in Dublin. Bon Jovi are all coming up. There's a lot of big concerts to come, even though we've had quite a few. So people need to be extremely careful. And the banks tell me the difficulty here is you're asked to pay with the likes of Revolut, a person-to-person payment. The bank can do nothing then to get the money back.
Okay, one last thing, and this we will be talking about the England-Argentina game later tonight. I understand that you have a cousin, well, maybe a somewhat distant cousin, playing in the game tonight. So I was trying to work out who it might be. All of the players with Irish relatives. So would it be Harry Kane, West of Ireland, Jude Bellingham, Reece James,
Declan Rice,
all of these players who could have played for Ireland because of their Irish heritage. But no, you have a cousin, I believe, on the Argentinian team.
Well, cousin is probably a generous description, but Alexi McAllister is distantly related. My great-grandmother was a Catherine McAllister who married a Patrick Weston. And she's from the same family that Alexi comes from.
From Donabate in North Dublin.
Alexi's family, way back in the 1700s, emigrated from Donabate, the McAllisters. They're still McAllisters, loads of them in Donabate. And Alexi is a distant relation, so I'll be shouting
not that
for Argentina
distant.
Tonight.
We'll get the DNA done in you and we'll see how that all works. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even. like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.